ओम शांति एवरीवन. ओके सो यू गोइंग टू रिमेन ओके ऑल द टाइम बिकॉज बाबा वॉन्ट्स अस टू मेंटेन दैट स्टेज दैट यू हैव इन मधुबन ऑल द टाइम. वेर एवर यू गो वॉट एवर यू आर डूइंग have awareness you are in Madhuban. By being in Madhuban, wherever you are, you will find that you remain always happy, always stable and unshakable. So start keep all the time churning yarn. Increase your treasures of jnana and powers. So more you have knowledge and powers and the treasures that Baba is giving us, you'll find you'll remain intoxicated, not only just happy but intoxicated, just as when people have wealth, they remain so happy. And that all desires are fulfilled. In the same way we have to see, remind ourselves that Baba has fulfilled our all desires. Now I have to be Jagadamba, fulfilling the desires of others. So I should not have desires, because if I have desires, how can I fulfill the desires of others? So as we try to grab all the treasures from Baba, because Baba is giving everything open-hearted. He's not miser. Whenever you go, he's happy to share his treasures. Only thing we need to do is, as Baba was mentioning yesterday, have unlimited disinterest in the whole world. Because what is there in the whole world? So as we have clear picture of golden age, what Baba is making us, how much we will have in golden age. The Kalyugi show and pomp will not attract us. Otherwise, we get pulled by Kalyugi treasures and entertainment. And that will naturally, if the desires are there, you will never be fulfilled with those things. So you will always have something wanting, I want this, and then you can't be happy. So that's where we have to see that we don't have any interest in eating, wearing, going here and there, or having some friendship. Baba is our real friend, isn't it? Do you feel lonely? Any one of you feel lonely? Because as we make Baba our everything, not only mother, father, friend, beloved, everything, Baba will be sharing everything with us. And then there won't be need of anyone, anything, no desire at all. So, Baba is fulfilling. If anybody has desire to have entertainment, every day in Diwali you are getting entertainment. If anybody has desire to eat nice food, every day Diwali, delicacies are there. And Baba gives us unlimited love. So as we receive that unlimited love from Baba, we don't need love from human beings. So that's where we had to see that only thing we are following Baba's Srimad and always having that awareness, I am a godly student. Student life. Today as Baba was emphasizing, student life. We should never get bored. Because if we are getting bored, or if we are giving excuses, oh, I don't have time to go to class, but at least we have time to listen to Murali, read Murali. So that's where we have to see that we are not lazy or easygoing. We have to be really very keen student and study every day until Baba is teaching us. So Baba says, I will keep on teaching you until new world is established. Lifelong learning. So that desire to learn. And because every day you'll find some new points. Even today I felt as if this is first time I read that corruption is also in degrees. 2 degrees and 14 degrees and 16 degrees and all sorts of things. So many times we'll find new points that Baba is giving. And that's why Baba says, don't miss Murali single day. And have that keen desire to study Murali. Because Dadiji, Didiji, all of them, they used to really listen to Murali every day without fail. And Manmohini Didi, she used to sit right in the front, write down Murali points. Question answer. In those days, there were no question answer in the Muralis. So she will write Murali points in the form of question answer. And after Murali, whoever will go to see her, she will ask question from Murali. What did Baba say about this today? If somebody forgot or could not answer, and they don't say, fail. And give powerful drishti. After Murali, double foreigners used to go to Didi to get drishti. And Didi will ask question also. So, have that really keen interest in studying. So that you are never feeling tired or bored. Okay. So you know all the programs that are happening. How many of you are first timers in this group? Okay. So let us have 1 minute meditation.